This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. We had the first frost advisory of the season overnight last night and into early this morning. Temperatures did dip into the upper 30s overnight. Anyone wanting to apply to fill the rare open positions on the Mayor's Arts Council and the Boys and Girls Club Advisory Board have until Friday to get your paperwork in. Applications are available on the city's website or at City Hall in administration. It's been more than a year since the Campbell County Convention and Visitors Bureau moved its offices in the Campbell County Chamber of Commerce building, and the executive director of the Visitor Center and staff say it's a win-win. Jessica Saters, the director, said downtown businesses have reported a record number of visitors and they're shopping. With the success of the downtown location, there hasn't been much discussion about a new visitor center, which the county has been setting money aside for since 2015. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Alcohol and speed probably played a role in the fatal single vehicle rollover accident on Saturday on Union Chapel Road. Deputies were informed via OnStar that a crash had occurred southeast of the city at about 1:30 in the morning. They arrived to find the driver of a 2020 GMC Sierra pickup lying on the ground a short distance from the vehicle. It appeared that David Sterling Jr. had been ejected from the sunroof after the truck rolled once into the ditch. Sterling was pronounced dead at the scene. The Gillette Wyoming Youth Basketball Association is one step closer to hosting tournaments at Camplex. The Campbell County Public Land Board has agreed to buy 12 basketball hoops and look into buying 6 scoreboards. The equipment will provide much-needed infrastructure that will attract tournaments to the area, like the one scheduled for Thanksgiving weekend and in February. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.